Today, freedom was targeted for attack. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by the functions of our government, military and federal worker, and the American economy. The deliberate evil in the world. Our country is despicable. Our way of life, the very worst of human nature. Businessmen and women in the American economy can shake the foundations of the world. The victims, friends and neighbors, moms and dads, local communities, all those who want peace and security in the world. Our financial institutions around the world who committed these acts will be open for business tomorrow.
Houston oil executives host a Taliban delegation in Houston. George W. Bush, governor of Texas. They want to build a pipeline through Afghanistan to bring the natural gas from Central Asia through Afghanistan into Pakistan and out to the sea. Who's going to help build the pipeline? A company called Halliburton. Who's the head of Halliburton? Cheney. This stuff starts to stink to the high heavens, especially when you look at the money that Halliburton made rebuilding Kuwait after Daddy's war over there. And who helped Halliburton rebuild Kuwait? Who made the billions and the millions off this? A company called Enron. Enron and Halliburton rebuilding Kuwait. Oh, I don't want to go there, man. This really sucks. How bad does this get? We don't want to know, do we? We don't really want to know.
Fuck it until I met Dre. The only one who looked past gave me a chance and I lit up. I'm just playing, America. You know I love you.
Here on Wall Street, and the rally is being fueled by Microsoft.
Starbucks, Coca-Cola, Gap, Nike, Walmart, Body Shop, Exxon, BP, Amoco, General Motors, Texaco, RJ Reynolds, Nabisco, Philip Morris, Marlboro, Mars, McDonald's, Domino's, Ben & Jerry's, Monsanto. Lauren, Levi's, Prada, Benetton, Unilever, P&G, L'Oreal, Smith, Klein, B, Yahoo, Apple, AOL, eBay, Microsoft, Intel, Amex, Visa, Citibank, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, Gap, oh.
Wall Street is up 13 30 seconds with a yield of 5.23%. Stock is up $4.84. NYMEX crude down 85 cents a barrel.
Virgin, Reebok, Disney, Shell, ICI, Pacific Bell, Burger King, KFC, Pepsi Cola, Mickey D's. So we wanna be edgy. I don't need.
It could have been Manhattan on the day the market fell. And it could have been a candy store in Kandahar as well. And she might have been a Muslim, but it's kinda hard to tell. When your body's ground to zero and your skin's been fried to hell. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this sacrifice is not for peace, it was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that bit you. Just when it hit you, there's other people hurt as much as you. And grief is no excuse for what you do. High flyers at the corporations, daisy cutting edge. They hold each other's hands and plummet from the window ledge. And the monitors have mounted on the coffee deal, which meant 5,000 farmers wondering where their livelihood just went. America, my family, the whole world feels your pain. And before this war is over, you'll make sure we do again. Even as the tower tumbled on that firefighting team, we wondered who you'd barbecue for puncturing your dream. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing.
if this sacrifice does not bring peace, it was not worth making. Seemed to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that fits you, but it still don't hit you. There's other people feel as much as you, and freedom's no excuse for what you do. I am not an Islamicist, religion's not my thing, but they're friendlier than Christians and I like the way they sing. I don't want my sisters free to burn the burqa if they choose, not lie awake and calculate what weight they need to lose. So tell me it's a war to end all war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this sacrifice don't change the world, it was not worth making. Seems to me you did your best to put your hand in the hornet nest that fits you. When will it hit you? There's other people need as much as you, and greed is no excuse for what you do. You're beautiful, big-hearted, in many ways you're free. You're smart enough to get the world how you want it to be. So it's hard for me to tell you what you shouldn't have to hear. Your nation is that terrorist most human beings fear. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Colombia, and on. Cambodia, Grenada, Chile, and Afghanistan. Palestinian and Iraqi and some more you never knew. United States of people who deserve as much as you. So tell me that you don't support this war, or don't tell me nothing. 'Cause if this song of mine don't change your heart, it was not worth singing. But I believe you did your best, chasing life and happiness. Never wondered, never guessed how the news had been suppressed of a never-ending killing fest. Ripped the kid from the mama's breast, shrapnel through her daddy's chest, while we're all singing glory, hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Somebody made a killing in your name, so take your power back or take the blame.
And it makes no difference. Everybody's talking about blowing up the neighborhood. Everybody's gonna break it up today. Everybody's talking about blowing up the neighborhood, running just to get away. Stuck in America, stuck in America, miles in America, stuck in America. Change, new town with the same old face. One way to shake this place that I can't escape. Everybody's talking about blowing up the neighborhood. Everybody's gonna watch it burn today. Everybody's talking about waking up the neighborhood. I'm still trying to escape. Stuck in America. Stuck in America.
international terrorists are scheming. They want to bring the planet to its knees. They're hiding in their bunkers, and they're plotting with bombs and guns and biological disease. Any means to reach their ends is worth pursuing. If lives are lost, then that's the way it goes. It's the game of world domination. The stakes are high, as everybody knows. And the international terrorists are flying in their jets, trying to find the city to hit today. For all of the injustice in the world, they're gonna make somebody pay. They'll make sure their people will support them through the use of their powerful cartel. If you are to prosper, this is their decision, whether you will starve or else live well. And the international terrorists are busy trying to win your heart and mind. They're making news and writing press releases so that you can have your thoughts defined. And they say that they're the voice of reason, and they want to make the world free. And they will vilify, disappear, and torture anyone who would dare disagree. International terrorists are many, every color, size, and shape and height. Some are only small and local bullies, content to bomb a building in the night, while some are in each pocket of the world, looking for a country to attack. They're training in their bases somewhere near you, and they're flying in the skies above Iraq. The IMF is the name of their cartel, and CNN's their propaganda arm. And if they don't brainwash and starve you into line, they'll make damn sure all your people come to harm. They'll decimate and carpet bomb your country with a million mercenaries and machines, striking fear into the people of the world, the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines.
I know people in the administration who are dying to use military action.
If you're going to cock it, you throw it.
Just shoot something up for a feel-good feeling.
There's an old saying in the Pentagon, ready, fire, aim.
An errant piece of ordnance.
Getting it a little mixed.
First term of rotten, the father, the son, and the holy push. We all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute to the then vice pres, who did what Reagan said, and then became pres himself, went for death, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral bullshit. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free. If I fight for y'all and they get me,
come on.
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a bush? Son of a bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone. I told y'all when the first Bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 million party. Go! He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad
man. He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Now here's the pitch. High and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a push? Repeat, ain't that a push? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? Cats doing bids for the same bush shit that you did. Serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
Father, the son. Father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy foot. The father. Come on. The father.
It's the real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. FBI, CIA, the real terrorists. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politics. CIA, FBI, the real terrorists.
You got to watch what you say in these days and times. It's a touchy situation, a lot of fear and emotion. September 11th, televised worldwide. Suicide planes falling like bombs from out the sky. They wasn't aiming at us, not at my house. They hit the World Trade, the Pentagon, and almost got the White House. Now everybody walking around patriotic. How we gonna fight to keep freedom when we ain't got it? You wanna stop terrorists? Start with the U.S. imperialists. Ain't no track record like America. See, Bin Laden was trained by the CIA. But I guess if you a terrorist for the U.S., then it's okay, huh?
And you ain't got to believe me. Go ahead and listen to Bush, the dope pusher on the TV. What you think the war is for? Cause the greedy wanting more and more. We be hustling in the corridor. I would never join the military. One soldier to another, nigga, holler if you hear me. Going out to the best sons and daughters. Don't be a lamb getting led to the slaughter. I'ma keep riding when my mama released. Cause ain't no stopping us now, dog. Freedom before peace. They got a plan for us, we got a plan for them. And this time we gon' win. Who in? You out, you in, no doubt we men. Ain't no riding the fence, it's called self-defense. It makes sense when they tell us we got shackles on our brains. I'll be damned if I sit here and let them put us back in chains.
Know your enemy, know yourself, that's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself, that's the politic. FBI, CIA, the real terrorists. Know your enemy, know yourself, that's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself, that's the politics, CIA, FBI, the real terrorists. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. FBI, CIA, the real terrorists. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. CIA, FBI, the real terrorists.
Look out of your windows, watch the skies. Read all the instructions with bright blue eyes. We're WISPs, yeah, proud American sons. We know how to clean our teeth and how to strip down a gun, cause we're the States of America. Our star-spangled Union Jack flutters so proud over the dancing heads of the merry patriotic crowd. Yeah, tip your hat to the Yankee conquerors. We got no meds under the bed, we've guns under our pillows with our States of America. Yeah, we're the States of America. This is the States of America. Opportunities. Ha! Watch us revel in our liberty. Well, you can say what you like, but it doesn't change anything. It's the corridors of power, they're an ocean away. We're the 51st States of America. This is the first stage of a
Approval ratings. We thought the country was United We Stand. Yeah, maybe it is United We Stand against Bush. You know? Take a look at your fellow Americans, because in addition to the 154 million who did not want Bush as president of the United States, you've got another You look at any of the, you know, any of the polls that were taken in the pre-Ashcroft repression era, where I don't trust the polls right now because I think anybody getting a call at 9 o'clock at night, you know, during these creepy times from a stranger wanting to know, do you approve of the President of the United States? I mean, what's the average American going to say to that? Yes, I approve! I approve! Don't take me away! My wife approves! The dogs approve! The cat approves! Approve, cat! Like I said, the 180 million aren't stupid. They get it. They know what this guy's about. Enron has reminded them, you know, just how scary this guy can be. You know, this company that bought and paid for this administration. They know this. They're scared. The average American's scared that their 401k is not going to be there. If this can happen to the seventh largest corporation that's best friends with the president that bought the administration, if it could happen to them, who else could it happen to? Right? That's what they're worried about. That's what they're thinking about. He's frightened the country now. He's frightened the country. I'm much more concerned about him than any, you know, these invisible boogeymen that I'm supposed to be afraid of. Call the White House, 202-456-1414. Ask them to stand in the middle of Enron Field and resign. Bring Cheney with you and resign.
They tried to pass an amendment in the U.S. Congress. Seems these thugs have some grievance to redress. They said we all must pledge allegiance, 'cause that is what they need. They went and desecrate this symbol of hypocrisy and greed. But the flag is just a rag. Yeah, sing along. The flag is just a rag. You know it. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. That's the hard part, but you'll get it next time. Like they say in Mexico, Yankee, go home. Uncle Sam and his club thinks the world's there to roam. And to make the point, well, they do the traditional thing. Light a match and let freedom ring. 'Cause the flag is just a rag. Let me hear you. The flag is just a rag. Shout it out. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Pledge allegiance to the symbol, well, how about the deed? Allegiance to democracy or blind authority, it's a flag of war from L.A. to Vietnam. It desecrates itself each time the Air Force drops a bomb. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Take it away, Eric. Burn it, stomp it, tear it up, or at least hang it upside down. Tie it to your foot and drag it on the ground. Let everybody know how many lives are gone 'cause of idiots who said my country right or wrong. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Let me hear you. The flag is just a rag.
just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood soaked rag. Let's hear it one more time for all the people adversely affected by the IMF and the internet and the World Bank. I think that makes about 2/3 or 3/4 of the world's population. So let's, you know, this has got to be loud because we're singing for 4 billion people here, okay? Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Thank you.
Enough, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA. The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? So what you're saying, it didn't include me?
To change my name, will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star? That's why I wrote this song. This type of modern life isn't for me. This type of modern life isn't for you. So I went into a bar looking for sympathy, a little company. I tried to find a friend. It's more easily said. It's always been the same. This type of modern life isn't for me. This type of modern life isn't for you. Oh, American life.
American life.
I live the American dream.
American
you
dream.
Are the best thing I've seen. You are not just a dream.
American life.
Stay ahead. I tried to stay on top. I tried to play the part, but somehow I forgot just what I did it for and why I wanted more. This type of modern life isn't for me. This type of modern life isn't for you. Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? I lose some weight, am I gonna be a star?
Oh, American life.
American life.
I live the American dream.
American
you are the best thing I've seen. You are not just a dream.
American life. Tried to be a boy, tried to be a girl, tried to be a mess, tried to be the best, tried to find a friend, tried to stay ahead, tried to stay on top.
Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star?
I get a double shot.
it. It goes into my body and you know I'm satisfied. I drive my Mini Cooper and I'm feeling super duper. You they tell me I'm a trooper and you know I'm satisfied. I do yoga and Pilates and the room is full of hotties. So I'm checking out the bodies and you know I'm satisfied. I'm digging on the outside dope to smell the physics. I'm just dope and if all this can give me hope, you know I'm satisfied. I got a lawyer and a manager, an agent and a chef. Three nannies and a assistant and a driver and a jet. A trainer and a butler and a bodyguard of five. A gardener and a stylist. Do you think I'm satisfied? I'd like to express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living out the American dream. And I just realized that nothing is what it seems.
This is essentially the same crowd that brought you Desert Storm 10 years ago, particularly Secretary Powell, Vice President Cheney, and of course, President Bush, the son of then President Bush.
We have air power, we have naval power.
We want to be free, free to do what we want to do.
The course of this conflict is not known.
It will never be over.
It will begin in Afghanistan, but it can't end in Afghanistan.
Americans should not expect one battle.
It's begun to be a long, long, complicated, risky, difficult, long, complicated, messy, sexy, dirty job.
Around the world.
With an unspecified outcome.
A long, long struggle, a long fight.
And see what they have done against mankind.
Because it's only going to happen with all of us together.
these last few months, I've been trained by Al-Qaeda, and I'm weak and materialistic. I told our country and I told the world, if it feels good, do it. I hope you'll join me in expressing fear and selfishness. We will embrace tyranny and death as a cause and a creed. We can be summed up in one word: evil. I am committed to defeating not only the good work of charities, but the values that will bring lasting peace. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world towards suicide and murder. Let's roll.
Okay, everybody, welcome to it's almost the end of the show. What's your problem, man?
Isn't this over yet?
No, it's not over yet. You still got the rest of the show to go.
Whatever.
That's so cliche crap, saying whatever. I can't believe you.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just stupid. You can sit here and say whatever at me all show, and you may think you look cool, but it looks really dumb.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I don't know. Whatever, you know. I got the tude now, you know? Whatever, I don't care, you know? It's like, just whatever, I'm letting it happen, I'm freewheeling.
Dude, if your attitude doesn't change, I'm just not gonna do the song with you.
Whatever.
I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall, and this girl comes up, and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, duh. I'm like, that's cool.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why?
Because it's just my United States of whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now. Whatever. Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh. Ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Cause this is my United States of whatever. Hi, and this is ding ding dong, ding 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 dong dong, whatever.
I hope you got the message.
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape.
first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've begun inoculating troops and first responders against ballistic airports. This year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. Secretary of State Powell, plant information to incite fear about terrorist groups. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
I thought we lived in a safe playground of a world where my career was the only thing I had to think about. And suddenly there's a larger, desperate, dangerous world. Explain it to me. What's it about? This isn't the world you promised me. This isn't the world you told me about. This isn't the world in which only private things count.
And so it really comes down to a very basic choice that we have to make as a civilization. Either we will learn to bury the animosities of our ethnocentric militant traditions and come to understand that Earth's survival depends on our collective, unified participation, or we will sustain this cycle of violence and revenge until humanity is returned to the status of primitivity and Earth reduced to the rubble of antiquity. It's really up to us. It really is up to us.
Good night.
When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all your crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and Old Glory will be furled. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world. The bill will be proposed, section number one. We're shutting down the oil rigs and turning towards the sun. The air will be clean for all the boys and girls, 'cause we don't want your oil tankers, we just want the world. Face the executioner. Shut the logging camps all down. Get busy planting hemp. Leave the trees there in the ground. Life is too precious on this little spinning pearl. 'Cause we don't want your bulldozers, we just want the world. We'll be closing down the jails and fixing up the schools, distributing those stocks and bonds, changing all the rules. We'll elect a CEO, maybe a rabbit or a squirrel, 'cause we don't want your money, we just want the world. Be swimming in the rivers and running to the hills, reading in the history books of wars and oil spills. If it's linear, we'll bend it. If it's a straight line, it'll curl. 'Cause we don't want your dead-end highway, we just want the world. When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all your crazy antics. We'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and old quarry. We'll be